שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר תנ"ך.
Hello, we're studying from Tess.
עמוד 149.
First volume, part 3, the words of the Ari, item 2. You can ask questions on kub.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Reading Tess, volume 1, part 3, chapter 11, item 2 in the words of the Ari.
Please.
There are four elements in each thing, which are the four letters, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, which are sight, sound, smell, and speech, which are Haya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. And they are the Einaim, eyes, Ozen, ear, Chotem, nose, and Pe, mouth. Item 2. We shall speak of it by way of parable and allegory. You already know that there are four elements to everything. They are sight, sound, smell, and speech. They are the four letters, Havaya, and they are Neshama to Neshama, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. We shall begin to explain from the degree of Neshama and then return to its preceding.
Yes, so we don't have letters here from Baal Sulam. And continue.
Item 3, the words of the Ari. There is vapor and ruach in Achab, where each one is more multiple. In the Ozen, there is little vapor. It is stronger in the Chotem, and it is most of it in the Peh.
Of course, Baal Sulam doesn't mean that it's the same nose and mouth and ears as in our physical bodies. He means spiritual matters, but still he wants to show us through a corporeal example what it means in spirituality. Please.
Item 3, the organs of the Oznaim, the ears, certainly have a fine ruach, spirit or wind inside of them. The proof of it is that when one thoroughly blocks one's ear with one's finger, one feels as though there is a great sound inside of them. This is because of the ruach accumulated in it, wishing but unable to come out. The next organ in degree is the chotem, the nose. The ruach that comes out of it is sensed more than what comes out of the ozen. The next organ in degree is the pe, the mouth, for the strongest vapor and ruach than all come out of it.
Go
ahead.
Item 2, inner light. It explains about the organs of the Oznaim, the ears. Item 2, know that this reflected light that is brought back to its place by coupling, by striking, as the Ari says, is called vapor that comes out of the Partsuf, or Ruach that comes out of the Partsuf. It means that it cannot clothe it because of the power of detainment in the screen there. For this reason, it must return to its place. You should also know that there are five phases that contain the entire reality after the restriction, namely, Ak, Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah. They are five levels, one below the other, from Keter to Malchut, produced by the refinement of the screen. Because the screen of phase four that operated in Ak had been refined and remained in the coarseness of Pina of phase three, new ten sefirot were emanated on the level of Chokhmah, called Atzilut. Because the screen of phase 3 was then refined as well, Then remained in coarseness of phase two, new ten sphirot were generated on the level of Binah, called Bri'ah. Finally, the entire coarseness was refined from the screen, and only its root remained, where there is no striking and no level of reflected light. Consequently, the ten sphirot that emerge here only in the discernment of Malchut, on the phase of Malchut, and they are called the world of Asiya, for the very same reason and cause that was explained regarding the four general levels, which are Ak and Abia. The five levels of the ten sphirot must therefore emerge in each and every world too. They are called five partufim, Arich Anpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. Moreover, in each and every partzuf, there must also emerge five levels of ten sphirot, one below the other, down to Malchut, called Galgalka, Einaim, Ozen, Chotem, Peh, or Kachab, Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, or Naran Chai. This matter will be explained sufficiently in the inner observation here, and we should not elaborate it here because of its length. So far it was inner light for item 2, now item 3 inner light. So we'll continue to item 4, the words of the Ari. Okay, can I hear you? Yes? All right.
If there are no questions, then please.
Okay, so item 4, the words of the Ari.
What is he saying here? He's telling us that there is reflected light in all of the first nine, and to the extent that the reflected light comes, we have attainment and connection. So on a small degree, that's the second phase, Znaim, ears. Then to a greater extent, that's the nose. And the mouth, that's the greatest reflected light.
Mm-hmm. Item 4. The Oznaim are Bina, which is phase 2, who has little coarseness, and she is Neshama. The Chotem is Zeranpin, which is the coarser phase 3, and he is Ruach. Pe is Malchut, with coarseness of phase 4, which is the coarsest. She is light of Nefesh. Item 4. As the value of the organ, so is its refinement, its fineness. The Oznaim are Bina, being finer. Thus, the Ruach that comes out of them is very fine. The organ of the Chotem is also finer than the organ of the Peh, as we've mentioned. Thus, by way of allegory, we can say that the Ruach that comes out of the Ozen is called Neshama, from the Chotem, Ruach, and from the Peh, Nefesh.
Continue.
Next, item 5.
Kiev has a question. What does he want to ask?
Да, дорогой Раф, я хотел спросить, а что это за виды отраженного света, вот, которые ушли?
Says the Rav, what are these forms of reflected light?
Reflected light is reflected from the screen in the coarseness that is tied to the screen. And according to the extent of the pulling force, the viewed coarseness, and then the reflective force, the hardness of the screen, you have the reflected light that clothes the screen, and accordingly you have attainment, connection to the upper force, the creator, from the degree of the ear, or from the degree of the nose, or the degree of the mouth. It's according to the coarseness in the ear, nose, and mouth.
А что значит, что мы как бы можем выстроить этот отраженный свет согласно Авиюту?
So, what does it mean that we can build the reflected light according to the coarseness?
And how otherwise, according to my ego, my coarseness, I need to perform a restriction on it, a screen and reflected light, and then the reflected light, as big as it is, meaning the more I can think not about myself, but rather about the group and the creator, according to that, I discover a greater reflected light, and in that reflected light, I attain what's outside of me, what's outside of my ego. All
right? Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one.
How much does the thought have a part in the reflected light?
Thought, will, intention, it's all the same. It's all the same thing. It just depends on in what way exactly you relate to it. Thought, of course, everything is clarified by thought, as is written. The thought of creation from the side of the creator and the thought from the side of the created being, it's all thought. Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He's constantly comparing the Chotem and Ruach and Ozen and Peh. Why does he compare the parts of the Rosh to what he explains here, the Ruach?
The greater your coarseness, your reflected light is, your reflected light is also greater, meaning the more you use your coarseness in order to reject it and to go beyond it into connection with Creator, meaning when you perform a restriction, a screen, reflected light on it, you make that and you want to be the bestower above that ego in bestowal, then accordingly you discover a greater reflected light. It comes from the reflected light of Malchut comes from Keter. The reflected light from Zakin reaches Chokhmah. The reflected light from Bina remains in Bina, in the ear, and so on.
Okay, what made it complicated for me is that he says that according to the organ, so is its fineness. What is its fineness?
It's opposite than coarseness, adhesion, because you need purity, rather. You need to have a restriction, screen, reflected light, and then your coarseness becomes purity. Your ego becomes, in order to bestow.
Really tells us the whole wisdom of Hora in these sentences.
Yes, of course. The greater one is from his friend, it's the greater he becomes, it's because he uses a greater evil inclination. So all of the egoists, they will become very good people of high stature.
And that's how they succeed?
Yes, if they persevere. That's it, no more questions. Niv, where are you?
Item 5, asterisk. Oh, we also have item 3, inner light. From the Ozen, it is called Neshama. Explaining from the ear, from the ears. Even though the 10 Sefirot that come from the coupling by striking in the Masach of the Peh have the level of Keter, which is the light of Yechida, and from the Chotem we have the level of Chokhmah, which is the light of Chaya, etc. However, the order of the clothing of the light in here is not so, but it is the opposite. For the more important light clothes the more refined vessel. Thus, light of Yechida clothes only the most refined of all, called Keter or Galgalka. Light of Chaya clothes only the vessel of Chokhmah. which is phase one, called Einaim. Light of Neshama clothes only the vessel of Binah, namely phase two, called Ozen, and Light of Haya clothes the vessel of Zeranpin, meaning phase three, called Chotem. Finally, Light of Nefesh clothes the vessel of Malchut, which is phase four, called Pe. The rule is that any giver needs the coarser phase, and any receiver must receive in the most refined thing. That means that for extension of upper light to bestow in the lower one, the lower one must have a coarser vessel and screen. As we have said, that the greater the coarseness of the screen, the greater the reflected light that leaves it. It turns out that it reaches higher too. For if the lower one has no more than screen of phase 3, it lacks the degree of Yechida, and it has only the degree of Chaya, etc. However, the reception of the lower one is always in the more refined thing, meaning the light that is imparted to it clothes only the most refined phase, and the more important light needs the more important vessel. I have already explained that issue elaborately in Inner Observation, Part 2.
הלאה.
אות היי.
Next.
דברי הארי כוכבית. ראייה.
Item 5 from the Ari. Sight is the light of Chaya. There's no actual hevel in the eyes, as they are in Achap. It is the very fine coarseness in the second phase. 5. It has been explained that from the aspect of sight itself comes the neshama of neshama.
The light of Chaya is neshama to neshama.
However, know that the aspect of sight is not the actual hevel that comes out of the eye, as it is with ozen chotem peh, where the neshama, ruach and nefesh are actual havalim, expanding from them downward.
Nevertheless, we do feel it. When somebody looks at me, I can feel it, that somebody is looking at me. Also, there are people who are more sensitive to it or less, but you can also discover this, the light that comes from the eyes of someone, let's say, and is aimed at me. Yes.
Item 4, inner light, which is clarifying the actual havalim. It tells us that the force of the coarseness of the screen is only apparent as it expands from above downward. It is so because after every coupling of striking, where the reflected light ascends and clothes the 10 sfirot of direct light from Malchut upward to the 10 sfirot of the Rosh and the roots of the four phases, after that, it descends once more and expands from Malchut downward by the same amount it has in the ten sefirot of Rosh, from below upward. Thus, the reflected light that ascends from below upward does not carry any coarseness with it. Rather, the same ten sefirot which expand from above downward are completely limited in the measure and boundary of the level of the screen, since the screen is their entire shogash.
Okay, where are you?
Item 6.
Item 6, please read it.
The hevel in the einaim, in the eyes, is the vessel of the surrounding light of Chaya, However, the direct light in it extends downward as histaklut, which is zivug of haka, the striking of coupling. 6. The eyes, einaim, are not so because their hevel itself remain in its place as surrounding light called neshama to neshama. However, there is something that is drawn from it, being only the sight and observation only, not the actual downward drawn hevel. Thus, the vessels that are called guf were made from the aspect of that sight, but the hevel of the eye itself is very internal and cannot extend and expand downward. Item 5, internal light, clarifies einaim, the eyes. It means that the coarseness of the first phase, called einaim, eyes, is very frail for the reason stated in the internal light. Because the matter of coarseness refers to the will to receive in which emanated, which differentiates it from the upper light, in which there is no will to receive.
And he wants only for himself to exist, like in Aviyut Shoresh of root and the coarseness of the first phase. They're not engaged in what's outside of them, like little kids. They don't feel what exists outside of them. They're busy only with what they're busy. The will to receive is still not developed.
Accordingly, the first phase has the frail of youth is extends from the upper force, as this is a law that is compelled in the lower one, wanting to receive its influence. Hence, this is not considered in the lower one as a change in form or any kind of coarseness until the desire awakens in it due to the power of its own awakening, namely the second phase. Accordingly, there is no striking of coupling in the light of einaim, namely the first phase, because the reflected light, which is the hevel, which emerges from the first phase, it remains in its place. In other words, it does not depart from it as reflected light. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, of the Ari's words, but the eyes are not so because their hevel itself remains in its place.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав. А что это за процесс вот созерцания?
Yes, dear Rav. What is the process of this observation, of this vision?
Or Chose, returning light. To extent I have coarseness and masach and a screen and returning light, to that extent I come out of myself, above my ego, and I begin to discover reality outside of me, that outside of me is the creator. Outside of my ego is the creator, and then it turns out that it all depends on the level of coarseness which I overcome, and I say no to myself, but outside of me, only to the others. That is considered building the soul.
He divides it in some way between looking and sight. Is there a differentiation there?
You're right. We'll talk about that, though.
Созерцание, как же это умер, истоклут.
There's observation, like you say. It's general, and sight is only related to the eyes. We'll talk about it. There are many qualities there. You're right, though. It's a four.
Buongiorno Rav, non mi è chiaro che cosa si riferisce la parola hevel, per favore.
It's not clear to me what the word hevel or vapor relates to.
Hevel, vapor, is returning light that comes from the screen as returning light. But there still isn't enough strength in it in order to catch the inner light, the direct light in it, to feel that it connects to the direct light. There are all kinds of havalim, vapors, also from enayim, from eyes, also in thought. Also in chotem, nose and pen and mouth, it's all hevel. Hevel, this vapor is or chozer, returning light. It says hevel havalim, in the vapor of vapors. So it's all returning light. It's all returning light. All right, 25.
לא שומעים.
We don't hear.
כן, עכשיו הגיע סימן.
As we just got the sign. Rav, you said previously that after we read item 5, that we can feel like someone's looking at us. My question is, how can you come to such a conclusion of what's written there? I can't understand how you connected those two things. From the writing, can you explain what...
I didn't understand anything in your question.
I'll try to repeat myself. After item 5, you said it's similar to us feeling that someone's looking at us. That it's as if someone looked at us, we feel it, we have that sensation.
That is also hevel, vapor in the eye. Although it's a very thin view. Usually vapor is felt in the nose and in the mouth. In the ears, you only feel it if you block your ears, then you feel some kind of vapor there. But in the eyes, we don't feel. So I said also in the eyes, we have this hevel, this vapor, and there's also vapor in our root. In the brain. Also, in our thoughts, we influence one another. But in the eyes, you feel that someone's looking at you, even if it's, if they're behind you or somewhere else. Because there is this vapor also in the eye. I just gave an example from this world.
Okay, understood. That was important. Thank you.
Rav,
from what we read, it turns out that sight is the weakest thought should be in reflected light. But on the other hand, we learn that thought is the most powerful thing in the world. How can we connect those two things?
We're talking about the qualities of bestowal that there are on from behalf of the Kli, the Partsuf. From the upper, it all comes from the thought of creation. From the lower one, everything will be clarified in thought. But from the side of the action, which comes from our ego, then to the extent the masach, the screen, is thicker, riding on greater coarseness, it has a more important action. But there's an inverse value between the light and the vessel. The greater the coarseness, it reaches all the degrees of the partsuf until the highest possible thought. Because if you work with this great ego, you can activate your thought in the most powerful way. It's not like in our world. Okay, that's it, no more. So go on, Yves.
Vav, opening me.
Item 6, inner light, clarifies the surrounding light, which clarifies from soul to soul, from neshama to neshama. It means that the light of Chochmah has no vessel to clothe in it for the lack of any reflected light, which is the vessel in the eyes. Hence, the light of Chochmah remains outside and shines from afar without any clothing. This light is called the light of Chaya, or the neshama to neshama.
Well, we'll scrutinize these things. We didn't really talk about them. And yes, you're now on item 17 above.
Item 7, yes. Item 7, the Ari's words. The expansion of light to make vessels, which is the matter of observation, comes from Einayim, the eyes being the light of Chochmah and not from the Achap. Item 7. Since this sight extends from the eyes, which are more superior than the Ozen, Chotem, and Peh, that vision itself has sufficient power to create and make the vessels, and their hevel, the vapor itself, was not needed. It is not so in the Ozen, Chotem, and Peh, ear, nose, and mouth, which are more lower. That is because their very hevel, their vapor itself, had to expand to make and emanate the above-mentioned phases, and nothing real came out of them except by the power of the hevel itself.
Latin 5.
Sí, buenos días a todo el clima mundial, Raf.
Good day to the whole world, Kli. We have a question from our 10.
Tener un gran espesor o un pequeño espesor, ¿puede darnos un ejemplo?
What does it mean that there's greater or lesser coarseness? And can you give an example for that?
Ze razón.
Coarseness is a desire. Coarseness in spirituality is that same desire that you can position in order to bestow. And in that coarseness, that's the coarseness we take into consideration. You might have a will to receive a great ego, let's say 100 kilograms. But in order to connect with the friends, you're able to work only with 1 kilogram of your will to receive, of your coarseness. So accordingly, you connect to the friends. So you have 100 kilograms of a will to receive and 1 kilogram of a will to bestow. That's how what it speaks of, that same kilogram of the will to bestow. We don't call it aviyut, coarseness, we call it zakut, pureness. That you already place it in bestowal. And the rest of the desires that have remained in order to receive, in order to fulfill yourself, enjoy yourself, etc., you can't turn them in order to bestow. They are egoistic desires that are still that way. And in spirituality, when we reach spirituality, we begin to reveal that you can't do a spiritual action, bestowal that is, if you are still in the will to receive in order to receive for yourself. Meaning you must make a restriction upon your will to receive and to receive for yourself only in order to sustain yourself, and with the rest of your desire, however much you have, let's say a kilogram of a desire, you can invert that to connect to the friends, then okay, so with that kilogram you can do that. With 1 kilogram of a desire to bestow of yours, you connect with the friends, and by that you build your spiritual parts of your soul. And that's how it is, more and more. Until you connect to your friends with 100% of your desire. That is considered that you've reached Gemara Tikkun, the end of correction, the final correction. And then, accordingly, when you invest more and more in the friends, when you invest in them more and more, then in the revelation between them, by that you attain the force of the Creator, the intensity of the Creator, the quality of the Creator. And this quality of the Creator is called the upper light. And then you feel that
שאתם בונים כאלה פרצופים.
It's called upper parzufim, that you build such parzufim. This soul, which constantly grows and is fulfilled with the upper light, which is greater and greater.
ברור?
Is that clear? Ask.
Gracias, Rav.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is that from all these degrees below, what does it mean that reflected light does not carry with it any avyut when it expands upwards? Where does the avyut disappear to when this expansion occurs?
Avyut הופכת להיות לזכות.
The coarseness, it becomes pureness. To the extent I wanted to draw for myself fulfillments and pleasures, etc., now I want to do the opposite. With every egoistic desire to do it in favor of the friends, and then avyut becomes zakut. The coarseness becomes pureness, and the light that I wanted to draw and swallow it up, now I aim it for the well-being of the society, of the friends. That becomes the reflected light. And in that reflected light that I want to do it this way, then I begin to find the friends and myself as a spiritual partsuf, in which I begin to reveal the Creator as inner light of the partsuf.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav. Una pregunta de la decena.
Thank you, Rav. A question from the 10.
¿Qué son las nubes superiores con respecto al Hebel o Or Hoser que nos trae la imagen del superior, o sea, del creador?
What are the 9 upper sefirot that in relation to Hebel, the vapor or the reflected light that bring the image of the upper or the creator?
The creator is revealed how I, in the way I depict him, in the will to receive that he created. If I project upon this will to receive, my will to bestow, meaning I build the creator upon this background that he created, my will to receive that he created, and I build him, I create him, I depict him for myself to the extent that I can do an action of bestowal. That's why it's written, you have made me. He prepared everything, but we are in fact constantly like building him in a different way, in the form of 10 sefirot. This inner light of the 10 sefirot, it gives us a sensation of the Creator that fulfills us. In our reflected light and his inner light, sorry, his direct light, there we connect, we reach this connection, this coupling, this striking, this unity. Tel Aviv 4.
Why is the partsuf called a soul, the neshama?
Because also today we learned that there is hevel, this vapor from ozen chotem peh, and there aren't clear vapors in einin and in metzach, in the mind, in the brain. That's why we can grasp the Creator only from the vessels of reception in order to bestow, and not in bestow in order to bestow. And that is why we have light of Chochmah that can be clothed in the light of Chasadim on the degrees Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. We don't attain Chochmah and Keter. We'll learn about that. There is an inverse value always between the lights and the vessels. There's enough to get confused there. That's how it is.
So the first degree of connection for us is called the Neshama and Bina?
Neshama is the general name for the inner light that's clothed in the Partsuf, because We are beginning, starting from the degree of root A and B, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, that's what we discover in these vessels. However, the vessels that are higher for the lights Chaya and Yechida, we cannot reveal in a complete form, but only in inclusion. That's why we talk about Naran. And Chaya Yechida we reveal only in Kadalut, inclusion for the final correction, and there we reach the light of Yechida. That's why in Gemara Tikkun we can talk about the inner Partsuf, Yechida, and then until the end of correction, while we reveal the inner lights, that from them constantly the maximum there is Neshama. That's why we call this vessel, we call it Neshama. PT 18.
Thank you very much, Rav. The expansion of light from above down is always received in the lower ones in the form of coarseness?
I don't understand what you're saying. The expansion of the light from top down is received in the Kli, which was able to transform Aviyut, coarseness, to Zakut, to pureness.
But he says the expansion of the light to make vessels, from what we read here.
Go on. So what's the question?
There's no qualification of vessels as far as we're concerned. There's preparation towards that. How is it received in the lower ones? That's what I'm asking.
We feel the influence of the light on us. Within us an egoistic desire awakens. If we are in the correct environment, then we arrange ourselves to relate correctly to the bestower, to the upper one, and that is how we arrange ourselves. Our coarseness, it becomes zakut, pureness, and to that extent we connect to the bestower.
Rav, can I ask another question?
Go on.
It's something we went through, if you agree with. What is the spiritual foundation?
Again?
What is the spiritual yesod foundation?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, we've been through that.
It can be a yesod that it's not even related to yesod. It can be a general law.
We read about four spiritual foundations. I wanted to clarify what that is.
Okay, there are spiritual foundations.
Okay, thank you. Can I also ask?
Yes.
That switch from coarseness to purity, is that through the feeling of suffering?
It's done by the greatness of the upper one. Otherwise, a viewed coarseness doesn't become pureness. When the upper one is revealed in me that he's great, that he's dominant, that he's eternal, that he's whole, to the extent of my impression, then my coarseness becomes pureness. PT 20.
Ken. Да.
Можно вот наше распространение с отраженным светом.
Насколько мы успешно распространяем, настолько можем облучить.
Can we compare dissemination with the reflected light, that the more we disseminate, we get more direct light?
Okay, we're done with him. Niv. Moving on to the last part.
Let's go. We'll move to the next part and sing a song. אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל מהצד זה הרגיש לי מוזר הם בונים שם שיטה נהור ועליו איסוס לא מוכר הלוואי והייתי קרוב מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס
איך אפשר לבנות אהבה מרגיש כמו תינוק מיותם סוג של קנאה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי לפעול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי לפעול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל מאחורי המסך השקוף מילים מקסימות של אור רציתי איתם לעוף אבל הלב שלי שחור מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס איך אפשר לבנות אהבה אך בכל זאת מרגיש מיותר סוג של קינה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל לעולם הם לא ייתנו לי ליפול אני אתן להם אתן את הכל כי לעולם הם לא ייתנו לי ליפול אני אתן להם את הכל אז הרימו ידיים גבוה לשמיים לחברים שלי לחברים שלי הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל החברים שלי אתן להם את